Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning I have with us Al Kabus, who's the president of the Mohawk Group, the commercial division at Mohawk. How you doing, Al?
I'm really good, Kemp. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm pretty good for a Monday. I wanted to talk to you about this rework program. It's really a neat idea you guys had, and I guess it's in conjunction with IIDA and Interior Design Magazine. Is that right?
It is, Kemp. It's been an incredibly positive program for us. Rework was born out of an idea from one of the sales folks we have in New York, George Hajar with Karastan. And one of the things that we're finding in this very challenging economy is that some of the very best ideas and some of the best cultural traits are coming out from every part of our company, in this case from the field salesperson in New York. The beauty about Rework is that it starts to really build on our message of social responsibility that we've really been working on and focusing on these last few years at Mohawk. I think for a big company, it's really easy to show folks what you do, but this speaks to really who we are. And when George came to us out of New York with the idea of trying to help the design community in this case, because the layoffs were progressing and increasing at such an alarming rate, that he said we really need to do something and step up as a company, and he was exactly right. And then Greg Whitlinger and the folks in our marketing department did a great job of assimilating the idea that George had into a more formalized program called Rework. And Rework was rolled out now into four cities. It's expanded to six and now to 10.
10 cities.
Based on some of the early success we've had.
So this is a workshop where you get the word out through the magazine and through, I guess, several different ways. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about that in a minute. But you get the word out, and in 10 different cities, you're going around and you're inviting displaced designers, architects, and they come in and you give them training on, I don't know, resume writing. Tell us a little bit about what the program is.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it wouldn't be possible, as you said earlier, without some of the support we're getting from IIDA. Particularly Cheryl Durst herself has been very involved in this, and Interior Design Magazine with Mark Strauss and the rest of the gang over there have been tremendously helpful. But beyond that, we've had local volunteers to help us with everything from resume writing, career coaching, interview skills, financial planning. It's CEU accredited as well, so you get 4 CEU credits by IDCEC, so that even helps the designer who's out of work, make progress while they're idle. And one of the things that we also do at these seminars, which has been terrifically well received, is not only do we critique resumes, but even design portfolios are critiqued by some of the experts from Interior Design Magazine. So that, even while folks are idle, they're continuing to hone their skills and increase their visibility in many ways at that tough time.
Okay, so the word out there is that a lot of these design firms, you take a couple of big ones like Gensler or HOK, I mean, they've laid off some say up to a third or so of their design staff. And so there's a lot of people that are out there that are looking to do something else. And these workshops were designed to help them find, the next thing, right? Is that kind of what it is?
Exactly. Not only do they network amongst themselves, but when Anita comes in from her company to go over the career coaching, what's really terrific there is that she'll actually even bring in job postings right at the outset, and it's to expand some of the thinking. Many of us seem to get trapped into, at times, who we are with our business card, and this allows folks to really think and expand their thoughts beyond that, to think about who they are without their business card, and do they want to contemplate different paths forward? Do they want to contemplate using their skill set, a design skill set, to different areas of the building industry or even beyond? Mm-hmm. So it really allows folks to widen their aperture on what they see and where they are in this place and time, but we're trying to give tools to apply that creativity that they innately have to applying it to other types of ventures if there's more demand in those ventures.
All right, if somebody's listening to this and they want to attend one, I know you're kind of in the middle of the process. You say you're doing 10 cities, but you've done, what, three or four? Tell me kind of what the schedule is.
Sure. Well, first of all, on our website, you can go ahead and get to our website and sign up for a rework.
Okay.
So that's easy enough to do. And the upcoming, we have a lot of upcoming programs as well. We completed so far Atlanta. We've completed New York. We've completed L.A. We just completed Dallas last week, and I've been personally attending each one of these. And as we continue to roll them out, we'll have Washington, D.C., we'll have Portland, we'll have Seattle. Chicago's coming up right after NeoCon. And we're going to just continue to do this. With the partnerships we've developed to roll these out, we believe that the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive for all those who have attended. And one of the things that we're starting to see is that those folks that have attended these are starting to get some really good traction out there, either by way of job interview opportunities or just reapplying themselves and becoming a lot more efficient in searching for projects and jobs.
Okay. And the website you mentioned a minute ago, I guess that's themohawkgroup.com and then /rework is how you get to the schedule, isn't it?
Exactly.
Right. Okay. All right. So you've still got more to come. You've got some in Washington and Phoenix and Portland and Seattle, I think, yet to come.
Right.
All right. Great. And as you said, it is part of being with the Mohawk, as part of being a sustainable organization, this is part of the whole social side of kind of helping the industry out, isn't it?
It really is, and they're inextricably linked. One of the things that we really believe in is that sustainability is a much broader topic than being just green. It's sustaining folks at work. It's sustaining families. It's sustaining businesses. It's sustaining our planet. It's doing everything we need to do to sustain culture and humanity. So it has far more reaching appeal and significance here at Mohawk than just focusing just on the environment. While we believe that's extremely important, it is a part of the process.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people are, obviously, nobody's got a crystal ball, but some people are saying that with these A&D guys getting laid off from these big firms, that when the work starts coming back, there might be a lot more smaller firms out there, thanks to these displaced people going out and maybe even hanging their own shingle or getting with a smaller firm, and it may change the whole landscape of the design community. Do you have any opinion on that?
I think it's happening not only at the design community, but also at corporate America. We see many more people starting to shift and work out of their houses.
Yeah.
We see facilities being downsized significantly, and I think this goes hand in hand as the work environment changes, as we go from large centralized entities or facilities to more fractionalized facilities. I think that the demand for design is going to continue to change and be challenged. That, coupled with technology, is going to continue to allow folks to have highly leveraged independence. In other words, that designer who has a tremendous skill set, using technology today and some of the digital applications that allow you to not only design but also represent built environments digitally, are going to allow some of that freedom. Now, that doesn't mean in our minds at all that the large or medium-sized design firms are going away. In fact, they're going to continue to strengthen as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's going to provide some type of an equilibrium to create a broader spectrum of available services and professionals out there in the marketplace. It's going to be a lot more fractionalized than it was before, in our opinion.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Al, I appreciate you getting on here with us this morning. I did want to catch up and make sure everybody knew what the rework program was and the fact that there's still many more to go to if you're in the cities where you're headed. So I've been talking to Al Cabus about the Mohawk Group's rework program. Al is the president of the Mohawk Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.